Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Chiara Pazzelli from the 80th Venice International Film Festival, and today we go on with the interviews of the 27-time cinema representatives, and I'm glad to be here with Dora from Romania. Welcome, Dora.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So, Dora, first of all, how did you get to know about this project?
Well, I got to know it through the Europa Cinemas network in Romania. We have quite a few cinemas in Bucharest, but also around the country, and they did quite a good job at promoting the program. And I also got to know a few of the other participants from Romania in the past years, and everyone just kept recommending me the program, saying it's one of the best experiences they had in a film festival. And that made me I want to do that as well.
Also because as part of your, actually the main part of this project is that you are part of a jury,
exactly,
right, of Le Giornate degli Autori. So you have to select the best film for that section. And how do you feel in this role?
I mean, I've been part of juries before, and it's always...
It is not the first time then.
Yeah. A bit for smaller festivals, mm-hmm, in other countries. And it's always, I think you realize just how much responsibility you have in awarding a film. And basically, I think you just invest the film that you choose for the award with such an important power. And it's always a very delicate situation. So I do feel that pressure of... what are we going to say with this film that we choose, and how maybe it's probably going to impact the life of a filmmaker in a very substantial way. So it's always a difficult decision to make, but also a very important one.
And what about your background? Did you study cinema-related subjects, or you are here just for your passion for cinema?
No, I was actually trained as a filmmaker.
Okay.
I studied film directing and then film studies. I also currently work as a film critic, so I'm...
In your country.
Yes, exactly. In my country, but I do also write in English for various English publications as well. I mean, it's always been a passion as well, so... I'm here less as a critic and more as a normal person, just enjoying the festival through the program, and not doing as much work as I would usually be doing in a festival, but still doing a lot of activities for the program, which are much more inclusive, I think, and just explore film in much more diverse areas than I usually interact with film, I think.
And you want to be a filmmaker, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what do you think are the features that a good filmmaker should have nowadays to produce and create an impactful film?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with resilience, just because it's so hard to finance a film nowadays that you're probably going to go through a lot of rejections before even getting your project sponsored. So I do think... you have to just go at it a few times.
Not to give up.
Exactly, not get discouraged and still maintain some of the passion that you have for your craft and for your idea. I think that's very important. And I also think it's very important to be open in terms of what cinema can mean. Just because I think we're redefining what cinema looks like nowadays, and a lot of people out there who do finance the films have a very antiquated idea of what that can be. And I think it's just very important to try to go a bit beyond what used to be made before, and even go further into documentary or even into new technologies. I think this is a very interesting time for what we can do, and I think it'd be nice if we could further explore that.
And what does cinema mean to you as Dora?
Oh gosh, that it's going to be very cliche to say it, but for me it does mean life in a way, mm-hmm, that's what I want to do with my films, just to explore life and the real element of it as I understand it. But I also don't see myself doing anything else. Ever since I started doing it, it felt like, oh, this is hard, this is horrible, but I want to do this for the rest of my life. And yeah, it's something that I don't see myself
without.
Without, exactly. And
My last question is, how is the situation of cinema in your country, in Romania?
I mean, it's a very complicated question in the sense that we did have the Romanian New Wave, which was critically celebrated like maybe 10 years ago, mm-hmm. but things have changed. And I think we're still struggling a bit to redefine what our new sort of thing can be now. But in terms of, I think, in terms of money, we have a very complicated situation. Independent cinema is, I mean, as everywhere else, is just struggling to survive. And there has been a rise in commercial films or films that are intended for a larger audience. And in a way, that's good that we can get films made, but at the same time, like art house films or festival films suffer incredibly from a lack of audience, from lack of distribution, and even from lack of funding. And for me as a filmmaker as well, it's just a scary landscape to navigate because you're not sure if you can actually do what you want to do. But other than that, I do think we have very promising youth. Knowing mm-hmm. the people from my generation, they're working hard. And we also have, I don't know, directors like Radu Jude who are kind of pushing the limits in an interesting way. So there is much hope, but little resources, I think. And that's we're still struggling with that and trying to fight it.
So let's hope that the situation will get better.
Hopefully.
And move forward towards a brighter future for filmmaking.
Only if we act on it and we don't accept it. Yeah.
So Dora, thank you so much for sharing your experience here. And I'm Chiara Pazzelli for FRED, the Festival Insider.
FRED Film Radio, 24/7 on FRED.fm and smartphone apps.